1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Florida, Donald Trump cast his ballot in early voting for primary races. He's now headed to North Carolina for a campaign event and to roll out his economic plan. The Trump campaign responding to allegations filed by the United Auto Workers accusing Trump and Elon Musk of violating labor laws over comments about striking workers in the X Spaces interview. ABC's Alex Perchet is in Asheville.
A Trump spokesperson was out here with a statement basically blasting that lawsuit as frivolous. He called it a shameful political stunt to erode auto worker support for the former president. And also they're pointing to the RNC, where notably Teamsters president Sean O'Brien spoke, which surprised a lot of people.
Efforts to jumpstart Gaza ceasefire talks tomorrow facing challenges. Hamas now says it won't attend negotiations set to resume, saying it's already agreed to a previous version. And Hurricane Ernesto continues to gain strength as it barrels north, that after devastating parts of Puerto Rico. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Rebecca Cook is the winner in the 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary in Western Wisconsin. James Kelly reports.
Cook faced off against Katrina Shankland and Eric Wilson on Tuesday for the right to take on Congressman Derek Van Orden in the general election this November. Her campaign focused on her lived experience as a former small business owner and growing up on a dairy farm to relate to voters.
Civic Media's James Kelly reporting. Meanwhile, Republican Tony Weed will take on Democrat Kristen Lierley in Northeast Wisconsin's 8th District in November. Voters across Wisconsin roundly rejected 2 constitutional amendment questions on taking federal funding decisions away from the governor and giving them to the legislature. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLCX 1490 The Eagle, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Rebecca Cook is the winner of yesterday's Democratic primary election in Western Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. Cook took roughly half of the votes and won all but 2 counties in the district. Assembly Representative Katrina Shankland won her home county of Portage and neighboring Wood County. Shankland finished with about 41% of the vote, with Eric Wilson grabbing the remaining 9%. Cook will face Republican Derek Van Orden this November in the general election. Yesterday, a jury found Nia Thau guilty of 3 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. Thau is charged with shooting and killing 3 people at a quarry near West Salem in 2021 over a $600 debt. This was the 2nd trial in the triple homicide case, as the first one last summer ended in a mistrial after jurors were split. The trial began last week, and the jury deliberated for 2 days. Thau did not take the stand in the retrial. Thau faces a mandatory life sentence in prison during sentencing later this year. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Game 3 of the Brewers and Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers hoping to snap a 3-game losing streak tonight when they host the LA Dodgers again. The Dodgers winning last night 7-2. They hit 4 home runs, including one for second baseman Gavin Lux, who was drafted by the Dodgers back in 2016 out of Indian Trail High School in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Shohei Ohtani hit his 37th homer of the year. That's the most in the National League. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers back in Madison after breaking camp during a 2-week stay in Platteville. NFL, Packers getting ready to take on the Broncos in Denver Friday in a joint practice session. Quarterback Jordan Love.
I think it's good. Like I said, just be able to see somebody new, practice against a new team, and kind of that practice atmosphere where you get to see a lot more, and then you get to go back and break it down the film. So it's good to just be able to see new looks. You know, we've been going against our defense every day, so just be able to get a new feel on defense is always good.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Temperatures will smack the mid-80s today as clouds are increasing and a system slides in. Winds may gust up to 20 miles per hour, and scattered showers and some storms are expected to roll in, mainly after 4. As we continue to get drenched into tomorrow, too, flash flooding is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 82 degrees.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher-end auto-pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I've got the chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler, will be talking about the DNC and the implosion of the GOP. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Eagle 1490 AM.
Live on location, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommer, is back home at the world headquarters in Madison. We are live on location here from beautiful Volk Field in Juneau County in central Wisconsin. A little bit of the Air Force theme there to get us back in the mood. It is a spectacular day. It is Wednesday, the 14th of August, 2024. A great day to be a Wisconsinite, Mr. Zommers. It is
Hump Day.
That's right. The camel trap follows us even here at a military base. We are happy to have you along. A spectacular first hour, and if you missed it, you can dial it up by simply going to civicmedia.us, going to the Todd Alba Show, and looking for it there, and also get it in podcast form as well. A spectacular first hour, and we look forward to a spectacular second hour here at Volk Field on a Wednesday. We're joined at the table by Senior Master Sergeant Reed Scott, and thank you very much for being here, Reed. You are the Northern Lightning Enlisted Coordinator. You're basically the person who makes this all happen.
Wow, that's a pretty big introduction. Definitely, yeah, I appreciate it. I love that you guys came out here. We love the support and also just the ability to get our message out of what we're doing. So it's great to be in Wisconsin, great to be enjoying this airspace, the weather, the people. Wisconsin's a phenomenal place for us to be.
We appreciate you letting us do this for the second year in a row. I think it's cool for people to see behind the scenes and understand what the mission here of this week is. But and perhaps more importantly to me, is just putting the human element on this. And as I like the saying goes, freedom is not free. And men and women, it's certainly the ultimate sacrifice. Is you can't get any higher than that. But there are folks who are, you know, in my opinion, being underpaid and working long hours and training hard to deter bad things from happening all over the world. And we go about as civilians our daily life. And I think a lot of times people don't have the opportunity to look behind the curtain and see all the work that you all do to keep us safe.
Well, yeah, definitely appreciate that support. There are a lot of people here right now. We're at right around 1,100 to 1,200 people working at Volk Field for this exercise, and you see them out on the flight line. They're crushing it. You've got the maintainers out there running to catch those jets in the heat. Some of them are actually from California, so this is the cool for them. So they're really enjoying it up here. We have, cyber troops working on a bunch of our systems that we need to get the mission done. We have services people helping out with the feed, all those 1,200 people. Mm-hmm. It's really incredible to see the people come together and work. And I think that's what's important about this exercise and exercises in general is everyone kind of has their teams, right? And they're all at home at their different squadrons or units, we call them. So they're all used to working by themselves. And if I did an analogy like basketball, everyone plays 2v2 by themselves, right? But very rarely do you get to play the game against a different team, right? Or with different players on your team. And that's what we're doing here. We're bringing in those services airmen who have never worked with the equipment we have here at Volk Field. We have Marines being able to work on the flight line and refuel jets that they've never seen before. And then we also get to work, obviously, in the air with the pilots, being able to speak to each other, do different tactics, and really learn about the abilities of the different aircraft with each other. So it's really fun to see all those people working together really, really well, and also just see what product is created when everyone works together as hard as they can.
General May did a great job at hour one. If you'd be so kind, and talking to Senior Master Sergeant Reed Scott, who is the coordinator here of Northern Lightning, explain to people that might just be joining us at hour two what Northern Lightning is, what the mission is, and how long it lasts.
Yeah, Northern Lightning is just a giant air exercise over the Wisconsin airspace. So we bring in, right now we have about 15 states involved, 20 different units. We have 22 aircraft on the ramp, 59 aircraft overall. All of them fly over into Wisconsin and do a large force exercise to train our pilots and our people on a counter-air mission, while also having targets all over western Wisconsin that are moving every day. We have people moving. We have different targets around, training our forces as best as we can.
Talk a little bit about, I'm always interested in people's stories. What led them to a career in military service as someone who didn't, one of my few regrets in life? What was it that you, what was the moment or thing in life that said, you know what, I feel called to serve, and you hopped in? And what led you to specifically the Wisconsin National Guard?
Yeah, great question. I joined actually from Appleton, Wisconsin. I grew up in Appleton, absolutely loved Appleton growing up, but I was not fortunate to be able to travel that much. I really didn't have a large scope or understanding of life in general. And I ran into a guy that served from 1965 until 1985. So by the time I graduated in 2007, he was a has-been, you know?
Yeah.
But yet, his stories just really got, like, I was so obsessed with listening to his amazing stories, but also just, like, his service was some of the most, the most proud thing he had, right? And I think that kind of got me really questioning, because I didn't know what people in the military did. I thought they just, you know, made their beds in the morning and sat and cleaned their rifles. So I mean,
that's what the movies and TV shows portray a lot of times.
Exactly. It's all about basic training.
Yeah.
So I started looking into that, and then I joined. I actually joined at 17 and a half, and then I switched over. I joined active duty, and active duty sent me over to RAF Mildenhall in England, where I worked on KC-135s and C-130s. I did that from 18 years old until 22 years old. And then I came back to Madison, went to school, and I really just missed it. I got out of the Air Force. I was just a civilian student, and I missed the camaraderie. I missed that that aspect that the military gives you. So I rejoined in the Wisconsin Air National Guard, which was one of the best decisions of my life. A lot of people think that, including myself when I was active duty, that the Guard just is like on the bench, you know?
Yeah.
They're just waiting. And there's nothing that could be further from the truth. We have our guardsmen are crushing it every single day, doing full active duty missions. And so I joined the Guard, joined Madison, moved over to Volk Field eventually, and now I'm working for the National Guard Bureau, working a few different exercises around the country. But this is my main bread and butter is Northern Lightning.
So is this something that you takes, I mean, I'm assuming almost when this gets shut down for this year at the end of this week, how quickly do you start planning for next year?
I mean, there is something to do at all times. So I still help out with my functional area manager to make sure that we can, my career field, kind of my job, I help out the long-term picture for them when on my off time from Northern Lightning. And I also work as a system matters expert on other exercises that are kind of happen throughout the year. So I keep very busy. I travel quite a bit. I'd say between 80 and 100 days a year minimum. To different exercises, but and also this exercise is not a two-week exercise. The planning for this, to move the aircraft, to have the tankers ready to refuel our aircraft in the air, to move the equipment, to source the equipment, to start the contracts, and then also to identify who can even make it. With all these things in the world happening, we're constantly changing these plans, and it does take a full year to plan these things out.
Yeah. Up for taking a couple of questions if people want to call in.
Of course.
All right. Sounds good. If you have a question for a Senior Master Sergeant Reed Scott about Northern Lightning, the event here, Volk Field, Wisconsin Air National Guard in general. Just remember, we don't do partisan politics here whenever we're on a military base, just out of respect. And, of course, they're limited to they can't disclose secret information or classified information. So just be aware of that. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app if you don't have it. Now would be a great day to do it. Simply go to your app store, your Apple or Android device, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, it'll pop up. Takes less than a minute to download. It is free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. At least that's what she says about her app. But I feel like she would say that about our app, too, if she only knew about it. We're talking again, once again, to Senior Master Sergeant Reed Scott, and he is the coordinating officer for the Northern Lightning Experience here at Volk Field. Overall exercise design, planning, participants, and objective. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Andrew in Maine asks this, quote, Andrew's listening via WAUK in Milwaukee, do senior master sergeants get senior discounts at restaurants? The Army does not have senior ranks, so new information for me. That's a smart-ass comment.
I mean, hey, that's great. No, there's no senior discounts necessarily, but I love to there are a lot of local places that give great military discounts. So
right?
Yeah.
As should be.
Yeah.
I owned a small coffee shop and always gave military and veterans discounts because, I mean, for those who serve, God, that's the least we can do. God love you. We have Matt listening in Middleton on the line. Matt, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Hey, guys. Thank you for your service. My big question is, how do you guys plan for taking on certain enemy aircraft or whatnot? Do you guys know what their planes are capable of doing compared to yours? Do you guys kind of rely on espionage for that? Like, how do you find out what you're up against, basically? Thank you.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it. Interesting question. Again, we have to be kind of careful, but what can you tell us?
Yeah, we have people who just study that. That's all they do is study enemy aircraft, their missiles, their tactics, things like that. So we have a whole intelligence wing that does those things that plays that role. I don't know exactly where they get their information, and I really appreciate the hard work that they do on that side of the house. So what they kind of do is they take the information they know about the enemy, they give a plan of what they think where they think the targets would be, what they think our largest threats would be in this given exercise, and then we have to tailor that to as realistic as we can. So I think in the last couple of years of Northern Lightning, we've really excelled at that. We've changed the mission as we've gone from kind of the Middle East to new peer fight. We've really tailored that in and dialed that in with the help of those intelligence sources.
Yeah, it's a great question. Appreciate the call. 855-752-4842. If you have a question for Senior Master Sergeant Scott Reed here at Northern Lightning in Volk Field, 855-752-4842. When we come back, this is a good one. I like this. From Tyler in Columbia County, listening on WMDX in Madison, asks this. When you first got involved with Northern Lightning, what was the most surprising thing you learned the first time you participated? We'll let you think through the break. Got 1 minute to think about it. We'll leave you hanging, folks. Don't go anywhere. We're going to come back, talk more with Senior Master Sergeant Scott Reed. We're at Northern Lightning. We're at Volk Field. It's a beautiful blue sky day to get in your aircraft and fly. Or just enjoy the show right here. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources, dump those flower pots out, don't let dog or kitty pools sit, fill them when you're going to use them, and then dump them out. Clean the gutters, reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
Welcome back to the Tottle Ball Show, live on location, the Civic Media Radio Network. We are here at Volk Field, the beautiful Juneau County, for Northern Lightning. That is hot off, coming in hot off General May's Spotify playlist. Mr. Zomers, what did we dial up there?
I Will Follow by U2.
Very good. He's a big U2 fan. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
No, when he comes on the show, he gives us his playlist, and we play this for bumper music. So we just said the entire show today, this is going to be from General May's playlist.
Nice.
Yeah, very good. We are speaking with Senior Master Sergeant Reed Scott. The name is Reed Scott, Todd, as it turns out. I transposed the name. I'm so sorry about that earlier. And by the way, I brought the swag here, and you're going to be the first one because I forgot to give it to the other guys before. So here, what's your shirt size?
A large.
A large? All right, we're going to give you, since I messed things up, we're going to give you the Civic Media Hometown Radio Refreshed T-shirt.
Just love
for
it.
You. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. If you have a question for the Senior Master Sergeant, Reed Scott, give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app, as Tyler did in Columbia County. The question was, when you first got involved with Northern Lightning, what was the most surprising thing you learned the first time you participated? You've been here, what, 3 years now doing this?
Yeah, 3 years in this seat. I think, so previous to this, I was an air control squadron member, so basically as a weapons director, what I was on the radio talking to aircraft all the time, and everything just works. You know, you sit down in the seat, you're at your computer, you're talking to the aircraft in the air, you're also, typing to them. There's a bunch of different ways that we can communicate with our pilots, and so we call that operations, right? And so I was really focused on operations and getting that job done. And once I got into the kind of the coordination seat of the house, you realize how many muscle movements are required in order to make this successful. So I've had to learn a little bit, very little bit, about almost everything that happens on base. So I've really learned to respect the maintainers on the flight line of what all those specific requirements are to have aircraft parked in a certain spot at a certain time. And then with certain requirements of that aircraft specifically. Again, when it comes to services, how much food they have to order. It is absolutely crazy, the amount of food and the temperatures and all those things. With civil engineering, we've had to deal with generator backup power because obviously we use a lot more from the grid. So learning a little bit about everyone does to make that team work together was, I think every year I'm blown away by the team at Volk and how well they work together to make this happen.
I think that's so great and interesting because the first time we interviewed General May was in Madison. They got Truax, and we had a pilot, and we had a couple of people from their crew, and just, you know, the pilot, the fighter pilot is the, I'll use the term sexy rank, or that's kind of the poster person of the mission sometimes, but it's all those people that you just mentioned, from the ground crew to the food to the cafe. I mean, all these people that take care of the pilots and maintain the integrity of the mission, it doesn't happen without everybody.
Correct. And then even speaking about the pilots, so as a person who I felt I understood the mission very well, what you realize in the air is that those pilots, they are flying the aircraft and dealing with general aviation. They're flying with a wingman on their wingtip sometimes, or making sure that they're in the right place of their own formation. Then they're considering where their formation is in the bigger picture. And then they're trying to make sure that their bombs are on target on time. They also are concerned about their tanker. Do they have enough fuel? If they're running out of fuel, where are they going to find their fuel next? And then on top of that, we're lighting them up with emissions for surface-to-air missiles. So all that's happening in the pilot's aircraft, and I think that's one of those things I think if I could convey that to a lot of people is that those pilots are not just burning circles in the air, just making noise. What they are, they're really training to the next generation fight, and it's pretty amazing.
It's really amazing. I mean, what you just ran through that list, and again, I have all I could do to get in my truck and look at my GPS and get to the place. You know what I mean? I'm not worried about weapons or weather really or anything like that. And I think sometimes it's like, oh, you know, the fighter pilots, whether men or women, they're kind of kick-ass tough people, but they have to be extremely intelligent. Mm-hmm. I mean, these folks have to just be, and the psychological demeanor to maintain calmness and focus, I could never do it.
Yeah, and then to even build off that and say that there are guardsmen who do this. So mm-hmm. you have people who do this 1 week a month, 2 weeks a year, right?
Right.
So you have people, I actually love bringing the example of one of my airmen. He's a tech sergeant. I mean, I'd say mid to late 20s, works out of the Fox Cities area, and he just crushes his job every single month. He comes in on Saturday and Sunday and just does his job so well. And then realizing that he's a full engineer in the Fox Cities doing massive global projects for the paper companies, and to realize that these people have to balance both of those roles and do them well. And I think that's what I've been able to work with a bunch of different states, and I think Wisconsin Guardsmen just like crush it. And that not only is the Guardsmen, but we really appreciate the jobs that they do, right? Mm-hmm. And the civilian companies that really support us. When their members have to leave for, you know, a weekend or miss a Thursday, Friday, or even when they deploy, miss 6 months of work. We really appreciate those companies backing us up.
What is something that, as you run into people in your everyday life, just don't understand or get about your choice? National Guard, military in general. What is it that you wish more people knew?
I think that, I mean, using my story, I didn't know what I didn't know when I joined, right? And I think I came in just knowing that I wasn't ready to go to college, and I wanted to get my wiggles out, you know? Yeah. And it was nice to go somewhere that gave me a little bit of discipline, gave me a little bit of travel, and I got my wiggles out while still earning a paycheck.
That's well said.
Yeah, so I really appreciate that, but I think that a lot of people think after they're done 4 years or 6 years of their first enlistment, why would you stay in, right? And there's a lot of reasons people stay in, but I want people to know on this podcast that, like, there are people who are so good at their jobs, and they're extremely underpaid. We have people who live in these worlds of knowing every little detail of classifications or of cyber systems, and even though they're just in the military, and they could be making, you know, $150,000 at a large business downtown Milwaukee, they choose to be a part of the military for various different reasons, but they are tip of the spear. Yeah. Phenomenal military members and guardsmen. So I think just don't count us out, you know. If people are applying for jobs and they have the military experience, really hear them out and hear what experience they have, because I think a lot of them bring a lot to the table.
That's such an important point, because as people, whether they're currently serving in some capacity or whether they're veterans, some of the best working people, smartest people I know are people that served.
Yeah, I think it just frames your mind. We work as a team. A lot of things can be thrown at us at the very quickly, being able to manage those things. But also, sometimes if you're in the guard, you might need to leave and miss that Thursday, Friday. But a lot of our people will work harder Monday through Wednesday than most exactly. will work all week.
Senior Master Sergeant Reed Scott, thank you so very much for your hospitality and for having us here. It's a beautiful day. You're doing a great job coordinating Northern Lightning, and we salute you and thank you and your entire staff here for letting us be a part of it.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you coming, and I appreciate all the listeners out there taking an interest in what we do.
Yeah, our pleasure. If you have thought, been listening the last hour and a half and said, that's what I want to do, how do you get involved? Stay tuned. We're going to tell you on the other side. Don't go anywhere. We're live from Volk Field, Northern Lightning on the All Ball Show. It's the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance will campaign in Milwaukee Friday. Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris plans to rally in Milwaukee next Tuesday. They campaigned in Eau Claire last week. One hiccup in Wisconsin on primary election day, voters in the Douglas County town of Summit had the wrong assembly district on their ballots. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says there's nothing in state law about what happens next.
So the county clerk, the municipal clerk, and the ballot canvassers, the chief inspectors, they're all going to have to work together in part of a public process to figure exactly what the best course of action is going to be here.
The mistake affects no more than about 700 voters. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLCX 1490 The Eagle, I'm Jimmy Kuska. One of the very first races to be called yesterday was for the 96th Assembly District Democratic primary, where former La Crosse County Board Chair Tara Johnson easily defeated Viroqua businessman Steve Campbell. Johnson ended up with about three-quarters of the vote. Leading up to the election, the candidates agreed on most issues but split on abortion access. Johnson favors unrestricted access. Johnson will now try to unseat Republican Lauren Oldenburg, who is trying for his fourth term in office. The Sparta Area School District is placing a referendum on ballots this November. The question will ask voters to approve a facilities project with an $87 million price tag. The money will be used to renovate and expand Sparta High School and remove part of the current building. District officials will hold informational sessions on September 25th, October 15th, and October 21st. The Wisconsin DPI reports that nearly 40 school referendum questions statewide will be on November ballots.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Nick Cannon says he would love to get back together with his first and only wife, Mariah Carey, and he told E! News they belong together. The problem? He says she doesn't want him. The couple divorced in 2016 after 8 years of marriage. Cannon is the host of several shows, including The Masked Singer. But despite a crazy busy schedule, he still found time to sire most of the children born in America over the last two decades, including two with Carey. Fans of Colin Jost's Wiki Feet page will have to wait for some new material. The SNL cast member was covering the Olympic surfing competition when he cut his foot on a coral reef and developed a staph infection, which then became an ear infection. Injury aside, the news from Tahiti wasn't all bad for Jost. While recuperating, it was announced he will host the new Jeopardy spinoff, where foot injuries are few and far between. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Temperatures will smack the mid-80s today as clouds are increasing and a system slides in. Winds may gust up to 20 miles per hour and scattered showers and some storms are expected to roll in, mainly after 4. As we continue to get drenched into tomorrow, too, flash flooding is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 82 degrees.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM WLCX, and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk about the Pabst Mansion in Milwaukee. Also, all things sports with Paul Noonan and Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
Can
Army, a general in the United States military? Listen to music like this. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live at Volk Field on location in beautiful Juneau County. That is from the General David May Spotify playlist. Mr. Zomers, what did we dial up?
Hold Me by Fleetwood Mac.
Very good. A hitherto unknown fact, General May is a Fleetwood Mac fan. And that's one of the many reasons we love him here at the Todd Allball Show. We are joined, as for those watching on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube on the live stream, you can see we're about 100, 125 yards off of the actual tarmac here at Volk Field. We have aircraft just off camera. We can't actually show you the aircraft on camera for security purposes because they're doing maintenance things on there, and Todd looks like a nice guy, but who knows, he could be a Chinese spy. So they say, well, no, we can't show the actual aircraft there, and but they're so cool. We got folks out there on the tarmac that are working, and we may see one take off periodically behind us here on the show yet today. So many great guests so far, and another one in store for us right now. She is Master Sergeant. All right, pardon me. Matt, I want to make sure I get the ranks right. Master Sergeant Jolene Powell, who is in charge of recruitment and retention here at Volk Field. And Master Sergeant, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm looking forward to this.
It's great, and if you want to ask a question, those in the listening and viewing audience, feel free to give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it for free at your Apple and Android device. Andrew, listening in Maine via WAUK in Waukesha, says, Master Sergeant Powell, don't let Todd leave without giving his contact information and enlistment.
Perfect. I love it.
I've said, it's one of my few regrets I didn't serve at 53. Four, I'm a little long in the tooth, but talk for a minute, because I think this is very cool. The age has been extended to 41, 42?
40, just before your 42nd birthday.
Wow.
So it has. It went from needing to be in before your 40th birthday to now being in before your 42nd birthday. So that has definitely opened up the age group, and we've gotten numerous phone calls and really? Folks who are processing, yes.
I think it's great because... And we've talked to a couple other people here. Sometimes early in life, in your teens or early 20s, you haven't got it figured out. You're not sure what you want to do. That might be the appropriate time to say, well, maybe the military can help you figure it out. But maybe you go on, have a first career or whatever, and you get to, your early 30s or mid-30s. You're like, why didn't I do that? You still have a chance.
Absolutely. And we have people from all different points in their life, all different ages, all different. Some have careers, some have finished school, some are just starting out, or they come knocking at a door and say, I don't have a plan after high school. What are my options here? So really, it could be the gamut. I was a later in life joiner because I had other things going on before I actually decided to come into the military. So
tell us just a little bit about yourself. Again, Master Sergeant Julian Powell here at Volk Field. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, and a little of your story, how you were led into service.
Absolutely. So I was born and raised in Green Bay, graduated from high school there about a year after graduation. With my job, I started as a flight attendant with United Express out of Austin Straubel.
I love that, yeah, American United Express.
Yes. So I worked there for 3 years. I ended up moving out of Green Bay to Chicago for about five. Once I got a hang on the flight attendant life, I ended up working with American Airlines. And about 2 years into that, I said, oh, it's time to start going to school. So I started going to a little community college down the road from my condo, and I ran out of money to go to school. Mm-hmm. And so I was complaining to my brother, who's in the Army National Guard here in Wisconsin, and I said, hey, I ran out of money for school. I'm going to start applying for grants. And he said, hey, why don't you join the military? And I said, I'm not really sure that's for me, the Army life. And he said, oh, no. They have an Air Force version of what I do. Here's their number. And so I enlisted, went off to training, took a little bit of break from school, went off to training, ended up getting my undergrad degree paid for, the majority of my master's degree. And then I got out after 6 years, and I had the opportunity to go live in Europe and Spent about 9 years over there, and I came back working for American Airlines still. And then I said, oh, my retirement might not be where I want it to be. And so complaining to my brother again, he said, why don't you call the Air National Guard back? So I did, and about 6 months later, I was back in service in 2016.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
And I think it's a great example that we just don't know what life's going to take us next.
Absolutely not. I never thought in a million years that I'd even go to college after high school.
Yeah.
You know, I was working at Yonkers when it was still open in Green Bay.
Great story.
And
Remember that.
Two ladies walked in and said, you'd make a great flight attendant. Why don't you come to the interviews? Right. And 6 months later, I was on my very first airplane ride in my entire life off to flight attendant training for my first airline.
My maternal grandfather used to tell us grandkids all the time, it ain't what you know, it's who you know that counts.
Absolutely. And sometimes it's a stranger.
Right. Sometimes it's just somebody you run into, and that makes a whole, that literally can change the course of your life.
Absolutely.
So what would you say, do you go into high schools? Do you set up in communities? Is it online now? I mean, good heavens, I haven't been in high school in a while. What is the best way that you're both working in recruitment and retention in your role?
So in my role specifically, when I started in recruiting for the military, I only recruited to folks who had never been in the military before. Okay. So we get out into the schools, high schools, colleges when we can. We do events throughout the community. That could be air shows. It could be an invitation to an evening career fair, different things like that. We work closely with Civil Air Patrol. We've done things with the Boy Scouts. We do some state partnership events like the Wisconsin Interscholastic Cycling League. We're working on that for the second year with our high school cyclists. And so during the school year, we're doing that. But in the summertime and throughout the year, we actually invite people to come onto base. So we'll hold different recruiting events that we can have here, just not as a pressure push to get people to sign up, but more so, let us come and talk to you what we're about. Here are some of your options and what we have to offer with the Wisconsin Air National Guard.
You have a lot of young people visiting today. Talk a little bit about that. And to your point, I was here early before we started setting up and watching a group come through. And no, there's contrary to popular belief by some, I mean, there's nobody sitting there with a gun or anything else in these kids' heads saying, oh, you got to sign up. You know, you got to. It's much more like a tour at Disney World, quite frankly. And I think that's just a positive thing where kids come to those decisions on their own.
And that's all we do. We provide them the information. We show them what we do here. And then they have the opportunity to come back and ask us questions. They can call us. We have, you know, parents that will call us months down the road and say, hey, we did your Airman's Experience, which was that happened today. We had 60 people in total and from different parts of the community. We had young people. We had their parents. We had a Civil Air Patrol representative that came to see what we do here as well. And then we had 19 instructors and flight students from flight school up in Wausau that joined us. That was the six civilian aircraft that came in earlier. And we leveraged Northern Lightning, the exercise going on right now, in order to be able to showcase just one of the things that Volk Field does here.
I mean, I was telling the General May, I said, imagine being a high school kid and you get to fly into this on an aircraft and then get out and experience it and fly. I mean, who's going to say no to that?
No, nobody.
Right?
Nobody. I called them up and I said, I already said yes on your behalf, but can you be here on this date at this time?
Yeah.
And they said, yes, we will be there.
Well, I just think it's a great thing. And we're talking to Master Sergeant Jolene Powell. She is the main recruiter and retention person here at Volk Field. What is the biggest obstacle or challenge right now in your role? I know General May has talked before. Many of the services are down or slightly behind in recruitment. What is it that's the biggest hindrance or obstacle to overcome right now to get people, particularly young people, to sign up and enlist?
Okay, so I think it's two answers. The propensity to serve, you know, getting the young people interested to know what we know and get them excited about what we get excited about when we come to work every day and why this is a good thing, being able to serve your community and your nation. And then the other side of the house, out of everybody's control, is the medical side of the house, getting through the medical qualification process.
Really?
Yes.
Just the younger people, not as, I guess, fit as they used to be? Or,
It's not about the physical fitness aspect of it, but it's more so if there were medical items or diagnoses that came up in the past that may still either play a role in their life today, or it was a big event that happened and we're not able to get them through the medical process and qualified.
In a former life, I worked in politics and in a congressional role and helped out with military academy days and some things like that. Right, tell me if I'm right or wrong. Keep me honest here. I think there's a perception maybe from movies or whatnot that, oh, if you sign up for the military, you're not able to do anything else. It's kind of the thing of last resort. And in my experience, getting the opportunity to see behind the curtain, it's anything but. Mm-hmm. These are successful people. Talk a little bit about this, how people can excel and take off in a career in the military.
So many of there's a number of points here that I'll make. Coming into the Wisconsin Air National Guard, or any of the services for that matter, offer your a practical career field. Specifically with the Air National Guard and the Air Force, when you come into and you sign up for a job, you're actually signing up for a very specific job that you're going to go into. We are going to send you to a technical school that is accredited by the Department of Education. So actually, our folks earn college credits while they're at basic training and their technical school or their job school that could be transferred into an associate's, an undergrad degree in a civilian at a civilian university or college or technical school. Those are regionally accredited schools, so any of your state schools, your technical schools, Ivy League schools. And then, of course, you know, you can utilize us to help get your education and get it paid for like I did. And then I was able to do other things and live overseas. I got to live in Italy and Germany. I spent some time in Canada. And I would not have had those experiences had I not had, one, the military experience, and two, the education that was afforded to me by the military.
A couple minutes left before the first break. Talk a little bit. I mean, it's not just getting your school paid for, and there are select jobs. Give me an example of one of these. $50,000 signing bonus right now. $50,000.
That's correct. $50,000. We have never, in my experience, and or anyone else that I know in the recruiting world for the Air National Guard, have we ever had bonuses this high. So as a person who's never served in the military before, if they sign into a specific job that has a bonus tied to it, they could get $50,000.
As a signing bonus.
As a signing bonus.
Give me an example of one of those jobs.
Battle management operations is one of our, it used to be formerly known as command and control for any of our viewers out there that are familiar with that AFSC, that career field. So they control aircraft in a mission space. So not in and out of the airport, but while they're running missions, maybe over a training area or in a live mission area. So we have controllers here at Volk Field on the ground that can, that are controlling pilots and being their eyes up in the sky.
That's just amazing. Mm-hmm. So what we got? We got some vehicles behind us right now. Is that just refueling or fuel stuff going on, or what?
What I believe that they're doing is they're bringing, they're towing in some aircraft, and specifically that first one closest to the flight line is what they call the surrogate. So it's a trainer that the pilots use, and so they're setting up for a picture of what we call the Northern Lightning. Exercise picture.
Oh,
so
nice.
We always take like an aerial view picture of all the aircraft that were involved in the exercise, one of each aircraft that was involved.
Right.
So it looks like they're going to add that surrogate over there too.
Great. 855-752-4842. If you have a question here for Master Sergeant Jolene Powell about recruitment, 855-752-4842. When we come back, we see Kurt in Madison is on the phone hanging there. Kurt, when we come back, we will take your call. Or Mr. Sommers, do you want to do this now or do you want to do it when we come back?
We should do it on the other side.
Do it the other side? All right, very good. He has a question about medical qualifications. So there you go.
Opportunities, there we go.
News you can use right here. And come back and we'll give you all the deets, as the kids say. I don't know. The kids still say that?
Some do.
Here's somebody who actually knows what the kids say. We'll come back and give you all the details. If you feel called, if you have more questions about serving in the Wisconsin National Guard, I'll tell you how to do that on the other side. In the meanwhile, a little General May playlist here at Volk Field. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome back to the Title Ball Show, live on location at Volk Field in beautiful Juneau County. The Wisconsin Air National Guard taking care of Northern Lightning here, this annual training exercise. We love being here. That music means it's the last segment of the show. Coming up at the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which station you're listening to across Wisconsin. And then the award-winning Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon, 2 until 4, Maggie Dawn. Right now, we're talking to Master Sergeant Jolene Powell. She is in charge of recruitment and retention here at Volk Field. We can hear things starting to heat up a little bit in the background. This is very exciting, the aircraft, because I think right after 2 o'clock or 0200, as they say in the military, we're going to see some aircraft taking off. So that'll be great.
That would be perfect timing.
Right. We'll see. But on this show, believe me, the timing is never perfect. Not your fault, just our fault. If you have a question for Master Sergeant Jolene Powell on recruitment, give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Kurt, listening in Madison. Kurt, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Yes, I really appreciate you taking this call. I'll try to be as quick and succinct as I can. I joined the Army and was in from 83 to 86. During my AIT training to work on helicopters, I did miserably on the written exams. And it wasn't until later on that they figured out some form of dyslexia and also, you know, the classic freezing up on multiple choice and stuff like that. So the long and short is, I was told that I'd have to pick a new MOS, and they mm-hmm. neither of them were pleasant choices. And if it wasn't for one of the sergeants in the shop that recognized my skills physically working on the components, he went to the CEO and said, hey, this guy isn't like the other students. We need to find a way to test him to determine whether or not he's going to graduate. Well, I had to work through four different components, and I aced it. And I graduated, and I got stationed in Alaska, and it was a DEPL level unit. So I was tearing stuff down to the last nut and bolt. In the interim of doing that, I was tapped on to work with engineers to solve a rotor head problem. And it was from my hands-on experience that got the solution to get the grease hubs to work over oil. And I got an ARCOM for it. So the question is this. Does the military have a formula of finding talent outside of written tests?
That's a great question. Kurt, first of all, thank you for your service and for sharing that story. As someone who was diagnosed with dyslexia in college, I can relate. Great question, Master Sergeant.
It was, and you took the words out of my mouth, Kurt. Thank you for your service. Is there a way to do that within the text, what we call your AIT is what we call our technical school. And so there are processes in place now where if it's a computer-based test or and they're just the our members are not succeeding in it, then they will offer a written test. And I have heard, I wasn't there in specifically, but I have heard even verbally offering the test as well. So yes, I believe in our training, and because we never want anybody who's already gone through all of their basic training and now they're in their job school to fail. We never want anybody to fail. And it's certainly with the Air National Guard, if it just wasn't a good fit or none of the other alternate testing methods were working, then we would work with them to get a different job like the Army did. But we would exhaust everything that we could in order to get them through the school of their choice, the job of their choice.
But isn't Kurt's story, to me, just such a great example of what we hear, an actual example, real-life example of what we hear from everybody today from General May down, mm-hmm. the fraternity, the camaraderie, the team, the spirit of corps. I mean, this is a family, and that's a great example of it.
Absolutely, and I'm so happy to hear that that was the case back in the 80s when that happened, because we're always working with our unit members and doing the best that we can to make sure that they have the best experience that they can. Again, I'm detached from that portion of it when they're away from our base and they're down at the schoolhouse and they're in their job school. But yeah, the alternate ways of being able to do the testing, I've even heard where we're able to use experience sometimes if somebody doesn't meet the minimum ASVAB scores, but they are a mechanic.
Yeah,
and they are just not a great tester.
Right.
Okay, well, then...
Find a way.
We need to find some way. Yeah. So there's not a waiver for everything, contrary to what people believe, but there is certain situations where life experience, schooling, education, hands-on, practical, can be to the benefit and... get them to where they want to be.
I never tell this story as well as General Colin Powell told it in his autobiography, but towards the end he talks about a unit being deployed in the Iraq War, and the late great reporter Sam Donaldson, ABC, asked the soldier and said, how do you feel going to... He said, the soldier responded, "I'll be okay with, because I'm with my family." And someone said, "He didn't hear you, say it again." He said, "I'll be okay, sir, because I'm with my family." Mm-hmm. And Powell writes in the book, that's what America needs to get to. We need to stop screeching at one another and start listening to and understanding and supporting one another and be an American family. And I don't know anything that exemplifies that more than the Wisconsin National Guard.
I agree with you. Both the Army side of the Wisconsin National Guard and the Air Force side of it. When we go on trips together or deployments together, very rarely are you going alone unless you've volunteered to go alone. You're right. Going with your people, with your tribe. You're going with your coworkers. You're going with your the family that you have created here.
Very quickly, Master Sergeant Powell, if people want to get involved, the general generic one is Go ANG, stands for Air National Guard, goang.com. But locally, how do people kind of get involved?
Oh, you can, we're on Facebook and Instagram. You can look up Master Sergeant Powell, Tech Sergeant Thompson. You could look up Wisconsin Air National Guard on our Facebook, or Volk Field specifically also. Our number is 608-427-1448. Again, that number is 608-427-1448. Or contact us through social media, send us emails. Right. We will be happy to get all your questions answered.
And Mr. Zomer, it's like he always does, expert, will have all that on our show page as well. Master Sergeant Julian Powell, thank you. Great way to wrap up this show. Thank you for your service and all you do, and for everybody here for being so hospitable.
Thank you so much for being here. Hey, we have really enjoyed ourselves.
Our pleasure. We thank, of course, the top guy himself, the interim Adjutant General of the Wisconsin National Guard, General David May. He is an outstanding person, an outstanding leader for the state. We thank you for the hospitality and all the folks here at Volk Field. Stay tuned for Maggie Dawn next. Remember, this is Todd Allball. Say whatever you believe in, whatever you fight for, to keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, we'll have Joe Zepecki with news analysis and our Women Win Wisconsin visit, powered by our friends at Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.